You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. The service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you today. We are opening the musical part of our service today with the selection, He Lifted Me Out.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation today. I know that wherever our broadcast is reaching, you see each and every heart, you know each and every life, and you know each and every need. And so we bring our congregation to you, praying the blessings of heaven to be upon each and every one of them. And we pray as the message goes forth today, it will be blessed by the Lord and thus a blessing to the congregation. For we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. We continue the musical part of our service with the selection Salvation's Wells. On today's broadcast, we have the privilege of having our assistant pastor to bring the message, Brother Gregory Tyler. We trust the Lord will bless him and you as he comes to speak. Brother Greg.
Thank you, Brother Alvin. I consider it a privilege to be a spokesman for Almighty God on this program today and trust that the Lord will bless the few words that I have to speak. I'll be speaking to those in our radio audience who are professing to be believers in Christ Jesus. For our messages to the Christian, if there be any tuned into our broadcast today, what I have to say is in no way of any condemnation, but as a challenge. I refer you to the book of St. Luke, chapter 6, verses 47 and 48, which says, "Whosoever cometh after me and heareth my sayings, and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock." And the two words that caught my attention were "dig deep." And I like to entitle my thoughts, "Digging Deep." Digging is hard work. I know today they have equipment that, like backhoes, that make it easy. But it used to be you had a shovel and you had to dig to make a foundation of a house. and digging was hard work. But you would have to dig to reach the rock to build a solid foundation. Or when someone is drilling a well, you have to dig deep to hit the water. The writer of Ecclesiastes said, "That which is afar off and exceeding deep, who can find it out?" I believe this afternoon that God has greater depths to reveal to the Christian. Daniel said, "He revealeth the deep and secret things, and knoweth what is in the darkness." And the Apostle Paul said, "God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." So I'd like to challenge my listeners, if you're serving Christ, to not be satisfied with a surface experience, but to go deep into the things of God and find grace and depth that you've never known before. I was reading in St. Luke chapter 5, beginning with verse 1, and this is what it says, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, 'Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught.' And Simon answering said unto him, 'Master, we have toiled all night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net.' And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and break their net did break." So when we think about digging deep or launching out into the deep would mean the same type of thing. It would signify, could signify leaving the former state and entering into a new direction, or it could signify a great and unknown mysterious thing ahead, launching out into the deep. So then the phrase, the digging deep, as I want to use it today, could challenge us to start boldly on a course of action that extends beneath the surface, which could be difficult to penetrate and requires from us a great intensity to succeed. Peter was a skeptic when Jesus told him to cast in his nets. He said, "We've toiled all night and have taken nothing." And before we're too judgmental of Peter on making that statement, I wonder how we feel sometimes. We've tried this and we've tried that and we've heard it before, but I believe God wants us to not live on the surface, but to go deep into the things of God. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves that there's a God in heaven, and that he is faithful and that he is true. "Therefore, you, my beloved brethren, be steadfast," Paul said, "unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." So our labor is not in vain in Christ. And I believe that as we reach out for more of God and draw nigh to God and endeavor to dig deeper in our experience, God will reward us with a gathering in, as it were. Peter said, "Nevertheless, in spite of our past failures, in spite of our past lack of enthusiasm, and in spite of accusers and gainsayers, in spite of our own doubts and fears, at thy word I will do as you command." That's what Peter said. And he received a great multitude of fishes. Well, we're not after a great multitude of fishes, but we are after the things of God, and we are after souls to be saved, and we are after the power of God to be moving in a greater way in our generation. And I think part of the reason we're not seeing more done is because most, or many Christians at least, live on the surface and don't dig deep into their experience with God. Launch out here should not be applied to the following. When we say launch out into the deep, I'm not saying this afternoon that it means that we leave the truth behind. No, we've got to stay with the truth. The proverb writer said, "Buy the truth and sell it not." It does not mean that we should neglect our God-given responsibilities. For the Bible tells us, "If a man won't work, neither shall he eat." So we're not saying that today. It does not mean that you should separate yourself from God's people and do your own thing. That's not what I'm talking about when I'm mentioning from the scripture to dig deep or to launch out into the deep. But the word of God does challenge us to launch out and dig deep. What does that mean? I believe it means some of the following. One, that we should dig deep into the sea of prayer. Don't let your prayer life become stagnant.
Amen.
Don't be satisfied with a mediocre prayer experience. God wants us to pray every day, but not just say words. He wants us to have communion with Him. So I'm challenging my listening audience today to set some new standards for yourself. Have a strong desire for the time of prayer. Don't put it off, but make it a meaningful part of your day. William James said this back in the last century, "God is more real to me than any thought or thing or person. I feel Him in the sunshine and rain, and all mingled with a delicious restfulness most nearly describes my feelings. I talk to Him as a companion in prayer and praise. Our communion is delightful. He answers me again and again, often in words so clearly spoken that it seems my outer ear must have carried the tone, but generally in strong mental impressions. Usually a text of Scripture unfolding some new view of Jesus and His love for me and care for my safety. That He is mine and I am His never leaves me. It is an abiding joy. Without it, life would be a blank, a desert, a shoreless, trackless waste." So I'm challenging you, dear listener, today to dig deep into the sea of prayer and to also to dig deep in the Word of God. Don't be satisfied just skimming through the Scriptures, but take time to study and pray.
Amen.
And reach out for the things of God. Sir Walter Scott said back in the 1700s, "The most learned, acute, and diligent student cannot in the longest life obtain an entire knowledge of the Bible. The more deeply he works the mind, the richer and more abundant he finds the ore. New light continually beams from this source of heavenly knowledge to direct the conduct and illustrate the work of God in the ways of men, and he will at last leave the world confessing that the more he studied the Scriptures, the fuller conviction he had of his own ignorance and of their inestimable value." So dig deep into the Word of God. Also, I would challenge you to dig deep into the love of God. Now, the love of God is shed abroad in every Christian's heart, and we all have a certain amount of love dwelling within us, but I believe there are depths of love.
Yes.
And we need to dig deep into the depth of the love of God. Reading from the Scriptures, Ephesians chapter 3, the words of the Apostle Paul, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God." Yes, our message today is dig deep, digging deep. Dig deep into the love of God. Don't be satisfied with just a surface love, but let your love go deep, not only for your friends and your family, but even for the unsaved world and even your enemies who might do wrong against you. That's part of the gospel, is to love them with a heart of purity. Dig deep in your personal life and do more visitation and invitation. In the book of St. Matthew, it's very plain that part of the criteria in the last day will be of judgment, will be whether we visited the sick and those in prison, and whether we fed and watered those who had need, whether we clothed them that did not have clothes, and so on. We need to do more of this, and we need to challenge ourselves along this line and dig deep in our daily lives. Dig deep in your resolve of dedication and worship. Make a determination to worship God every day. If you live in a community where there's an established church of God, make it a point not to miss a service if possible, but to be at your post of duty. God has a plan for you. God has a will for you. God wants you to be ready and willing to do whatever he would ask you to do.
Amen.
And we can't do that if we're living a mediocre Christian life. We need to dig deep. Someone has written, "Learn your lessons well in the schoolroom of obscurity. God is preparing you as his chosen arrow. As yet, your shaft is hidden in his quiver in the shadows. But at the precise moment at which it will tell with the greatest effect, he will reach for you and launch you into the place of your appointment." So dig deep in your experience with God today is the message of the gospel. We can't make excuses for why we can't do this. Some might make the excuse, I'm too old. I'm too old to dig deep. I'm too old to reach out and launch into the deep. But you're never too old to do more for God. Even if you're getting feeble in body, the Bible says the outward man perishes, but the inward man is renewed day by day. And the psalmist said, they shall bring forth fruit in their old age, and they shall be fat and flourishing. So even if you're up in years, don't let that be a hindrance to you. Don't let that be an excuse to you. Challenge yourself and reach out and dig deep within yourself and within the things of God. Some might use the excuse, I'm too young. But the Bible says, let no man despise his youth, but even in your youth, be an example of the believers.
Amen.
In word and conversation and charity and spirit and faith and purity. So you're not too young. Even children can exercise themselves in the things of God and be useful in the kingdom of God. Don't use the excuse, I'm too busy. We live in a busy world, and there's a lot of hustle and bustle and a lot of responsibilities. But Jesus, at the age of 12, said, wish ye not that I must be about my Father's business. The kingdom of God must be first in your life. Don't be too busy to give God more of your time and more dedication, to dig deep within the things of God, within your heart. Don't use the excuse, I'm not able. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So when you hear a message like this challenging you to greater heights and deeper depths, don't use the excuse, I'm not able, I can't do this. You can do it by the grace of God. God is challenging you to do it today, to go deeper in the things of the Lord. There are some reasons why we must dig deep. Our loved ones are held captive. They're enclosed, they're bound in the power of sin. And we must have greater power in our prayer lives. We must have greater power in our lives, in our Christian lives, in order to see them saved. I remind you that when Peter did what Jesus asked him to do, cast the net back into the water, they enclosed a great multitude. I'd like to think that if a general moving toward God and a deepening down of the Christian experience in general would allow us to see a great multitude enclosed in salvation. Our nation is in peril. Our nation is in trouble. We must get serious with God and pray for our nation that God will have mercy upon our land, our leaders and rulers, and that we might see a revival break forth once again. God is still God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There are serious needs all around us. There are those who need healing. There are those who need to be saved. There are those who have physical problems and material problems. There's needs all around us. And we must be in a place where we can get answers to our prayers. So let us be challenged to dig deep in the things of God. And one final reason why we must do this, in my opinion, is that if we live lackadaisical and we don't take the challenge to go deep in the things of the Lord and go deeper with God, we may perish ourselves.
Yes.
We may lose our own experience. So for our own good, for the benefit of our own soul, we need to dig deep and hit the rock.
Yes.
Let me challenge my listening audience today to hold yourselves accountable. Are you living deeply? Are you reaching out for the things of God? Are you satisfied with living on the surface? Someone wrote, my spirit searches the deep things of the heart. And I not only taste the fruit, I test the soundness of the tree. I do not look at the leaves, but I examine the roots. I behold not the shape of the tree, but test the heart.
Yes.
So I'm asking the question honestly and sincerely today. Are you holding yourself accountable? Are you living deeply in the things of God? Are you reaching out for more of God? Let me challenge you to do so today. Again, our scripture text is Luke chapter 6. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood rose and the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. If we dig deep in our spiritual lives, no trial, no test, no difficulty, no opposition will be able to move us from Christ, but we'll be solid and steadfast, standing upon the rock of ages. So again, I appreciate the privilege of speaking to you today, and I speak out of a heart of love, challenging each one of my listeners to dig deep in your spiritual experience today. God bless you.
Would you be an overcomer all along the way? Would you be a constant blessing every passing day? Give your all to Jesus, he will come without delay. Be an overcomer now.
Be an overcomer now.
Be an overcomer. Be an overcomer. Live a life of victory all along the way. Be an overcomer. Be an overcomer. You shall wear the overcomer's crown someday.
You may be an overcomer if you make the choice. Do the Master's bidding and you surely will rejoice.
Please in every moment lead his long and gentle voice.
We trust that Brother Greg's message was a blessing and a challenge for you, our precious listeners. And now, before we bring this broadcast to a close, we would like to give you our mailing address. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to write and let us know that you hear and appreciate our service. And you may address your mail, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. I would remind you that you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine by going to our webpage. Also, we have an archive of broadcasts, and you may listen to one that you would like to hear again, or if you missed one, you can find it there on our archives. Our address again, www.wayoftruth.org. Also, we invite you to be with us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6. Our midweek service begins Wednesday evening at 7. www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin E. Craig. We thank you for being with us on our broadcast today, and we invite you to be in with us next week.
Silent in sin, in this wicked world below, the life I live. have mercy.